Maria Thomas, this is rather tight circumstance. You're squeezing this in just after lunch and just before another event. Let me just identify you. You are the Vice President and General Manager of NPR Digital Media, which means you are the woman of the hour. Everybody wants to know what you're thinking and doing. The whole conference is devoted to this challenge that public radio is facing to grow and adapt to the world of the Web 2.0. And you have some specific things you're doing on the NPR website already. Generally speaking, how is the audience responding to NPR in a digital format? I believe it's a smaller audience by far, but is there some enthusiasm for it?
I think the number one thing around how the audience is responding is who is the audience, and we don't have good measures of that. So I think one of the challenges for public radio is to think about audience measurement across platforms. Having said that, we have traditional web measures for the website of 4 million unique visitors per month, 30 to 35 million page views per month. That doesn't count audio or podcasts or RSS feeds.
You have worked for Amazon in the past, which would have given you, I'm assuming, a tremendous background in taking advantage of and recognizing the value of the long, long tail of the internet. Can NPR tap into that? Is there a potential market there for what NPR online is?
Well, I think we already are tapping into the long tail. Every day, if you look at the website, we have related stories. These are stories that relate by topic or by author, as we say. So we already tap into the long tail. We see measures of this happening on the website every day. As to whether or not there's a market, those are much larger issues that have to do with rights and exactly what we want our business model to be.
Jay Kernis has been speaking about this concept of NPR possibly serving as a curator in the community, not just a provider of information, but almost a circus master, that's my word, a circus master for the media landscape. Do you see this as a possibility, and what would it take to take advantage of the digital medium to create this more of a two-way street or multiple-way street with NPR and its audience?
Well, NPR, I think, is a curator in many ways already by the stories that are chosen for the news magazines on radio, the selections that we make for the website. I think what Jay is probably speaking about is an enhanced curation role that is distinct from the actual production. And yes, I do think that there is a role for NPR. I agree with Jay. I think that people trust us, and so inherent in that is the ability to be a tastemaker across many different subject areas and to present things in ways that are convenient and valuable to people.
Maria, I know you have to go, so thank you so much for participating.
Thank you. Thanks, Jenny.